Hey everybody, and welcome to Declutter Me, a podcast about organizing and decluttering your life. Hey Shalina, how's it going?
Hi Shrek, how are you?
I'm good, good. Pretty much more the same at the moment.
Nice, that's good.
Yeah.
Oh, it's nearly the summer. Yay! Holiday. No, okay, sorry.
Why would you do that to yourself, me, and the listeners?
You know, it's worse when you listen to Madonna and you listen to Holiday and you're like, and she says, we need a holiday. And I'm like, I need a holiday.
That is such an odd, specific, unique example to you. Like, I don't.
Well, I am a Madonna fan.
Yes, you are. No, that's what I said. You are, but like, I'm not listening to Madonna.
The biggest fan ever.
I'm not listening to Madonna. Yeah. So we're good. What are we going to talk about today, anyway, Shalina?
So today, let's talk about something really exciting. The laundry room. Isn't that exciting?
You know, this is the part where, like, you know that old AOL I'm signing out noise? Like, you hear a door shutting.
Don't you do laundry?
Sure, but, like, all right, let's talk about the laundry.
People have to do it, and more people, you're doing more of it now, right? Like, a lot of people are not, you know, they don't have outside help right now because of the situation. So they have to do it themselves. We actually got less laundry to do in a way because there's not, you know, people are not wearing as many outfits during the day.
It's mostly internal, like home clothing and stuff. We're not, all the delicates and the nice clothes and all that are pretty much dry cleaned and waiting for another day.
Yeah, no, they're all there. Yeah. I see the bed sheets, loungewear and underwear. And sometimes your jeans and top when you go outside, and sportswear, lots of sportswear. So, you know, and a lot of people have got laundry rooms now in their villas. And some apartments as well, big apartments. And it's becoming more of a thing. Even in apartments, people are redoing the spaces and building laundry rooms as well. So, and it's great because it separates your laundry area from everywhere else. You know, in a lot of them, if they have a door, you can close the door so you don't hear the washing machine while it's on. The only thing is that you don't forget that the washing is in the washing machine, which I sometimes do. There's all this space and lots of people don't utilize it properly, or it just becomes a room to just throw things in. So, you know, I had a client recently, lovely client, and he was literally throwing suitcases in, boxes, clothes, things. I don't know how he could do the laundry. I don't know how he could get to the door of the laundry and find the washing powder and all that stuff. So we cleared it all up and organized it. So I thought this is a good time to go through the laundry room. Just if your laundry room is a mess, if you can't find anything, if you can't even find the door to the washing machine, now is the time to sort that out, to help you make it a bit more of a pleasant experience, I would say, maybe.
Okay.
So the first thing to do is to take out the rubbish, take out the trash, you know, go through it, look around, you know, take everything out of that laundry room and then see what is the rubbish, the trash, the socks that, you know, are missing from somewhere, like the rogue socks. There's always rogue socks, you know, take them all out, and there'll be broken hangers, pegs, baskets that you've never used, empty detergent containers, just random things. Take it all out, you know, all the things out of that room. Hopefully it's not too big and there's not too many things, because usually I say don't take everything out, but for this, because of the space, usually it's easier to take everything out and to go through it. And to do the first thing is the culling, the decluttering, the throwing out the trash, the throwing out the rubbish, putting it in the recycling or put it in the trash bag. You know, if there are any good containers, keep them to the side, but otherwise throw everything else away. Excuse me. And then look at the other items. See what are they. Like, should they have even been in the laundry room? Are there, like, sports equipment inside, shoes, you know, gardening tools, books? Like, I've seen books inside there as well. Like, are there random things that should actually be somewhere else, like in the garage, in your library, in your lounge, in your bedroom? Take them all out and, you know, make sure they're not occupying that space because they shouldn't be in there. So, you know, it's a laundry room. It's supposed to be there for, you know, dealing with cleaning clothes. And usually you have all the, you know, the cleaning products in there and the mop, the ironing board. I have a steamer, so I put my steamer in there as well. So that's the place to put all those things. So anything else that shouldn't be in there, take it out. The next thing to do is to consolidate all your cleaning products, so all your laundry products as well. So they have expiry dates. People don't realize that. So a lot of these products have expiry dates on them and they stop being effective or they start going a bit weird, like they go a bit slimy if you use them. So check the dates on them. And if anything's expired, put it in the rubbish bags or in the recycling bins. Whether it's the cleaning, the detergent, the fabric softeners, anything and everything, put them in there. And while you're doing that, why don't you clean your washing machine at the same time? So if you find in all this stuff that you've got a washing machine cleaner that you bought from Amazon months or years ago and you never used, take that out and clean your washing machine while you're doing all of this because it's a great time to do it. And those washing machine cleaners are really good. So use them. Or if you don't have the washing machine cleaners, put baking soda in and white vinegar and a bit of detergent and put it on a high setting, high temperature to clean your washing machine. That's my big trick today. I'm doing that. What's that cleaning woman in the UK? She likes doing all these cleaning hacks. What was her name? Can't remember. Anyway, that's me. I'm like the Dubai version of cleaning hacks. Clean your washing machine. Do you like?
Should we just like, I can just step out of this video. You can convert this into a full-on video for YouTube.
Have you ever cleaned your washing machine?
Yeah.
Okay. That's so weird. All right. Once a week? Not
once a week.
Like properly clean it.
Yeah, clean it. Get it cleaned. Yeah.
Yeah, get all that stuff out. Anyway, right.
Welcome to Shalina's YouTube channel. Today, we're talking cleaning your washing machine.
We're talking about cleaning today. Clean. Well, I found inside the rubber ring thing, there was always black stuff. And I was cleaning and it was still smelling. So then I bought this washing machine cleaner that was far superior to anything I'd ever seen before. Right. And it was amazing. And so I'm a big advocate now for washing machine cleaners. Back to the point. Right. So we've done that. So you've organized all your cleaning products. So now put them in a box. So all of them should be put into a box, the ones that you're not using. Anything that you're using at the time, say your maid is using or you're using, the furniture polish, the cleaning, kitchen cleaner, the all-purpose cleaner, the mop, the toilet, the bleach and everything, all that stuff, put it in a caddy. So you can get cool caddies from Lakeland, IKEA, all of these shops. They have them in the bathroom section or kitchen section. You get these little caddies, put them all in there so it's all together. Put your detergent and softener in one section as well. And if you use dryer sheets, if you have a dryer as well, don't really need it here. We just put it out in the sun. But, if you do use a dryer, put it there. So then put everything away and make sure you have a place for everything. So that's the ethos always. So put it in boxes if you don't have cupboard space, especially if it's a rental and you can't install cupboards and stuff. Get boxes or get, one of those trolleys that you can get from IKEA, which has got wheels on them which move, and then you can put all your detergent and all your cleaning products in there, and then you can move it around whenever you need to, and you can put your washing basket on top of the washing machine. So if you can do something to the space, create a countertop and stuff to fold the clothes and deal with all the clothes and stuff, and if you want to do the ironing, you could do it there as well, so you could have that whole space to deal with all the laundry at one go so that it doesn't have to go to different rooms. So there's loads of ideas on Pinterest, or if you just Google it, there's loads of organizational ideas on how to make your laundry room easier and brighter and blah blah blah. One thing is, and that I'm an advocate for not buying containers for the sake of buying containers, because it's kind of like I don't want people to waste their money and time. And I see a lot in Pinterest that they'll have these containers, usually metal containers with the detergent in it, so it looks so pretty, and there's a scoop and you scoop out and stuff. Who's got time to empty a box or a liquid and then put it into another container? And if you have maids, do they do it, or are they just too lazy to do it? Don't do it. Don't waste your time. Don't buy these containers. Just, you know, save yourself some money, unless you are one of those people who is going to keep on filling it up. But if you know within 2 months you're not going to be refilling it, don't do it. It looks pretty on Pinterest, I know. And the boxes for detergent are not the prettiest things in the world. But if you're going to fill up the...
Yeah, but they're useful. I mean, they come in decent enough containers. You know they'll survive the whole time. It's not like they're going to disintegrate or something, whatever. So yeah, exactly. It works out. It works out just fine. Yeah, there's no...
Yeah, it is. And I mean, yeah, it looks nice and pretty. And I mean, I get liquid detergent anyway, so you can't really get a... What's the point of decanting it into another bottle or something? Even though you have a lot of bottles, so I could use one of your bottles. But still, it would be pointless.
Yeah.
So, you know, save yourself money on that and then buy other things instead for, you know, for your room. But as always, just don't clutter it. Don't put too much in there if you don't need to. It's a laundry room. You need to have it, the space utilized in the proper way. If you do keep your mops and your brushes and stuff like that, get hooks and put them on the wall. So I have a system which is a long strip and it has different hooks, like about 6 hooks on there, all in this strip. And I've put all of my brushes, mops, everything on that strip. So it's great that, you know, it's all lined up. It looks neat and tidy and it's not on the floor. So it's easier for when, you know, you're cleaning the house or you're doing stuff in that room as well. And that's it, really. I mean, the other thing is, if you've got a big family, you can have a section to put all the different laundry baskets, you know, for coloured, for baby clothes, for white clothes and stuff like that. So if you've got room, you can install a place, a baskets, you know, for all of that. But if not, you can then put the baskets in your bathroom or in your closets. And then just take the dirty laundry into the laundry room. So see what's best for you and for that space that you have, and utilize it in, you know, the way that you can best. But just don't, you know, don't waste money too much on making it too pretty. Like, make it pretty, but not silly pretty. And that's my tip for today.
And mind you as well, like, there are a lot of places where a lot of apartments where, so for example, you know, the washing machine actually goes into a different room where this, you don't have a separate dedicated sort of washing area space, right? Like, it's part of, I know here, like, a lot of smaller apartments just put it in the kitchen, for example, you know, and things like that. So in such cases, like, it's more useful for you to have a little space where you can put stuff in, whether it's a rack or a cabinet or something, and not focus so much on, you know, like you said, like, transferring everything into new containers and whatever. So definitely that's something that to keep in mind.
Yeah, and then, I mean, if you got the washing machine in your kitchen, which a lot of people do in apartments, you can always put all the cleaning containers, you know, the and the detergent and all that stuff under the sink. Yep. And you put it in, you can still put it in baskets, so they're separated for different things. So I have, say, in my kitchen under the sink, I have a basket for the things that I don't use very often but are needed, you know, like brass polish and things like that, that once in a blue moon I will actually polish the metal in my life, but it's not very often because I'm lazy, you know, doing it now. I did it recently. So things like, you know, things like that, but the main cleaning products are all in one basket. So it's easy for me to see what I have and what I need to buy. And also for my mate, she knows when she, you know, she can go for the extras in there. So do that so it's easier for you. But so everything has to have a place and everything has to be easy for you to find and to access when you need it.
Makes sense. Cool. So that's everything from us in terms of, and from Shalina in terms of sorting out your laundry space. Of course, if you want to talk to Shalina more about that, you can find her on social media at Declutterme. So that's DECLUTTRME. In addition, of course, she's available for online consults now. So you can also have a touch base with her and chat with her more about your laundry space or other spaces in your house, as the case may be. And you can find all our old episodes and everything else up to this point in your favorite podcast players, so Apple Podcasts, Google Podcasts, Spotify, and Gami, wherever you like. And then, of course, we also have all the episodes available on the websites. That's declutterme.com/podcast. And until next week, bye.
Bye.